Morning Show with Mike in the Morning. Role model on that track. Oh, look at that woman. And speaking of role models, well, you're not going to be looking at much because it's radio, but you can listen right now. Listen to my special guests up on the radio station next up with a focus on a pageant that has kind of captured the imagination locally, on social media certainly. It's quite a presence. I'm talking about the Mrs. South Africa 2026 pageant. And if you are a pageant lover and a follower of these things, you'll know that at the moment, the semi-finalist list has been drafted. There's 100 semi-finalists with a looming deadline for the next phase of the pageant. Obviously, that'll be the finalist shortlist to be drafted and drawn. And when it comes to who you support, who you back, well, we like to support local here. This is, of course, your local station on the KZN North Coast. And there happens to be a very local semi-finalist in the running in this year's Mrs. South Africa 2026 pageant, hailing from Salt Rock, a lady by the name of Carla Motiba, who is in the studio with me this morning wearing her sash and representing the KZN North Coast in this year's 2026 edition of the Mrs. South Africa pageant. And it's my great pleasure to have a chat with her on a Wednesday morning. Carla, welcome to Radio Life and Style.
Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
Great to have you and to find out a little bit more about this pageant.
Yes.
And about you, of course.
Yes.
For listeners who might not know you yet, maybe they've seen your face on an Instagram post with the sash, but give us a little background. Introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about who Carla is.
All right. So I'm Carla Motiba. I'm based in Salt Rock, as you mentioned. I am a wife. I am a mom. I'm a business owner at Revive Herbal Health. I own two franchises, one in the Workshop Shopping Center and one in Isipingo.
Wow.
I am also more than those titles, and this is what made me enter this competition, because I wanted to showcase myself in different ways through self-growth, development, and personal reflection.
This is so cool, and what a way to do it, putting yourself out on a public platform, stepping up into a pageant position, and Mrs. South Africa 2026 pageant now in full swing, to make it into the semi-finalist batch, it's an achievement. How has your journey been going up until this point?
This journey has been very emotional. It was a journey of self-discovery, self-growth. I met up with my mentor this week, and there was so much that I had to learn about myself that I didn't even know. I had to hold a mirror up to myself in certain aspects of my life and revisit those positions. So, yes, it's been a beautiful journey. The womanhood that and the networks that I've made has been absolutely phenomenal.
Wow. So it strikes me that this thing is kind of more than just a pageant. There's a kind of deeper layer to it. You know, talk about this self-reflection.
Absolutely.
The personal journey. The process of that sort of inner work, obviously there's a lot of outer presentation that happens with a pageant, but what does that look like day to day for you?
So the day to day, yes, it's the inner work is, so it's, you know what, it's not more about the pageant, it's not more about the crown. Yes, we want the crown at the end of the pageant, but it's more about rediscovering yourself. So the day to day looks like, who am I as Carla? You know, every single day I learn a little bit more about myself, whether it's a skill that I'm learning through this pageant or being a better version of yourself to my kids, to my husband, to my family, to my community. That's what I'm learning through this process.
And now, between today and I believe, is it July, the next sort of voting round that gets counted, and the semi-finalist list gets whittled down to the finalist batch.
Yes.
Are there certain milestones, certain goals you need to try and hit?
Yes.
How does it work?
So every single month we have to post on our social media with different brands, which is so amazing because you get introduced to all of these different brands and you do different campaigns, which has been so exciting as well. And this coming weekend we have a women's brunch that is for ladies only. So if anybody is interested, it is happening in Joburg at Empress Palace. It's a whole group of women just connecting, getting together and learning from each other. And yes, and there's quite a few, there's a golf day that is happening in in May as well. So
the calendar is kind of populated with all these things.
Absolutely.
And obviously it's a chance for you to network as well with other semi-finalists, other inspiring women, and those relationships will continue to grow beyond just the scope of the pageant. But is this something that you've always kind of had your eye on, you know, getting into the pageant world? Have you done any pageants before?
I haven't, but I have acted before. I used to do and perform before. I used to do advertisements, commercials, TV commercials.
That's what I'm sure I've recognized the face for.
And I've also I've entered Miss South Africa before, but unfortunately didn't make the height requirement.
The height requirement? You see these things.
So currently with Mrs. South Africa, it provided me the platform to showcase myself. And it's not about what you look like, what you do, but who you are.
So would you say then Mrs. South Africa is a more inclusive platform?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So it's you, women from the age of 25 all the way to 55. It is women who have had a past. It's so the whole point is it's not about who you are before, but who you become after the journey.
Really, really cool. And what message would you most want to send to women of any age who might be listening right now, and who maybe deep down have thought, oh wow, you know, that's something that I don't know if I have the guts to step up and take part in a pageant, but it looks like it could be fun. It could be something that might be an exciting chapter in my journey.
You know what? Honestly, you just have to take the leap and do it. If not now, then when? The whole journey has been, you know, there's going to be times for me specifically. I had my kids. I wanted to enter, and then I had my kids, and then I couldn't enter. And then it was just, you know, you find yourself in the business rut and you find yourself in your daily rut and you lose yourself through that. But just take the leap and do it. And yeah.
You never know where it'll lead.
You never know.
And obviously, while you're putting yourself out there and trying to create awareness for your role in the pageant as a semi-finalist, you're sort of building your own platform in a sense. And you have a bigger vision for what that platform could do for women, even just beyond the pageant. Tell us about your vision.
Absolutely. I want to create a space where women feel seen, women feel heard, especially now with the trending news of domestic violence among women. I want them to be secure in themselves, know that, you know, your voice matters. We sometimes shield ourselves from what is really important and shrink ourselves because you think that you're inferior. And your voice matters. I want to create that platform where women can connect with me directly on social media. I have different handles for Instagram, Facebook. They're more than welcome to connect with me. And to know that you're not alone. Your voice matters. Your story matters. And I can heal from your story just as much as you can heal from mine.
Sure. So now, give us the handles. Give us the platforms that we can find and follow and support you on. Because at the end of the day, you're representing Salt Rock Valito on the national stage. And when it comes to drumming up support, you've already had some great local support. Yes. We want to build on that and to make sure that you can go the full distance. So how can we get behind you?
So you can follow me on Instagram, CJ_Mutiba. That's Carla Simone Mutiba. You can follow me there. And on Facebook, Carla Mutiba. I am there.
But now, when it comes to making sure that you rack up those votes for the July deadline looming for the semi-finalists going down to the finalist list, I believe that there are a couple of different ways that listeners and followers can cast their vote.
Absolutely.
So there's an SMS line, number one.
Yes.
I believe SMS is charged at R3 per SMS, and the thing to SMS is your name, Carla Mutiba.
Carla Mutiba, CarlaMutiba.
There you go. The SMS number, if you have your phone in your pocket, you want to take it out. If you have a pen and pencil at hand, it's 47587. That's it, 47587, SMS Carla Mutiba. You can also simply cast your vote by sharing a Carla's voting card, which you will find on the Mrs. South Africa Instagram and Facebook page. Is that right?
Correct.
So every share counts as a vote?
As a vote.
That's probably the easiest way to do it, I think. And we'll make sure that voting card is up on our Radio Life and Style pages this morning, so it's there for you to find and share, and that way you can make sure that we're giving Carla every chance to make it through to the next round of the pageant. And Carla, it's been a real pleasure having you with us on Radio Life and Style this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything else that you'd like to say to our listeners before we let you go and get on with juggling all the different balls that you juggle in a regular day?
I just want to thank everyone for your support this far, my family, also my inner community with Bolito. Honestly, the support has been so overwhelming. I didn't really anticipate this much love, and I really appreciate it.
There you go. You hear it here on Radio Life and Style. Carla Motiba, semi-finalist in the 2026 Mrs. South Africa pageant. And with your help, with your support, we can get her to go all the way. Carla, it'd be great to have another chat with you again as the pageant rolls on, to see how things are going, and even beyond the pageant, just to keep the lines tight. What do you say?
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
You heard it on your local station. And back to the music right now on a Wednesday morning. Here's Ella Langley. Choosing Texas. You just choose Salt Rock, okay? Support Carla Motiba. Look out for her voting card on the Radio Life and Style social pages this morning.